Hi everyone, my name is Kat. We're going to read the Bible now. There's two passages for tonight. The first passage is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 17. I give thanks to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he considered me faithful, appointing me to the ministry, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an arrogant man. But I received mercy because I acted out of ignorance in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them. But I received mercy for this reason, so that in me, the worst of them, Christ Jesus might demonstrate his extraordinary patience as an example to those who would believe in him for eternal life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honour and glory forever and ever. Amen. The next passage we're reading is John chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. For God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Anyone who believes in him is not condemned, but anyone who does not believe is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. This is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and avoids it, so that his deeds may not be exposed. But anyone who lives by the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be shown to be accomplished by God.
Well, good evening, everyone. Great to see you here tonight. Please keep your Bibles open if you have them there. We're going to be looking at John 3, chapter 3, verse 16. I wonder if anyone else noticed that when Rob mentioned before that he's really excited about getting a coffee machine tomorrow, that Vicky got up and walked out straight away. Did you see that? So either she's thinking, is there anything open, or she's put the church coffee machine into the car or something like that. So we'll see how that goes. I wonder if you've ever thought in your life, what if? What if I'd made different choices? What if I'd gone down different paths? What if I'd said yes instead of no, or no instead of yes? What if I'd kept going with that thing and stopped doing that one? What if I took that opportunity? What if? In fact, there's a whole bunch of TV shows and movies at the moment that explore this idea. What if Germany had won World War II? What if Britain had won the American War of Independence? What if Gwyneth Paltrow had actually caught the train in Sliding Doors? And just recently, there's the Marvel TV show, What If? And it's a whole season exploring the idea of alternate reality. So imagine, what if we'd completely run out of ideas and we just used the same characters in different outfits with bad animation and assumed people were willing to watch anything? What if? I only got through a couple of episodes. It's basically, what if nothing that had happened in the Marvel movies mattered? Thanos became a good guy in 4 seconds. Even when he does get defeated, it takes 3 seconds. Hulk gets taken out in 2 seconds. Basically, whatever is basically what it should have been called. But we love the idea of what if, don't we? Well, tonight I want us to consider the question, what if Jesus had never been born? I mean, that's what we celebrate at Christmas. But what if it had never happened? What if Jesus had never come? What if there was no Christmas? Well, first I can tell you that our country and our society and our way of life would be very different. Our laws would be very different. Our history would be very different. Basically, the history of the world is a massive before and after. There's a reason we have before Christ and in the year of our Lord. And yes, I know they now call them BCE and CE, but it doesn't hide the fact that, you know when it changes? At Christ's birth. There's before and there's after. In fact, if Jesus hadn't been born, universities wouldn't exist. They came from Christian idea that there is truth. In fact, there is one overarching truth. That's what university means, one truth. Charities basically would all be gone. They are a distinctly Christian thing to do. In the ancient world, the sick, the weak, the suffering were tossed aside, left exposed. But it was people who were transformed by Jesus. It was the Christians who took them in. In fact, that's a big part of the reason Christianity exploded in the Roman Empire. The number of Christians exploded because of this attitude to people. So hospitals and orphanages invented by Christians would disappear. If Jesus hadn't been born, there'd still be slavery and the evil of slave trading, because it was a deeply Christian understanding of human equality that fought against it. Women would still be treated as property or possessions. Children would be discarded because they're inconvenient. And it's interesting, this isn't just my opinion as a Christian. An atheist historian called Tom Holland, and that's not the guy who plays Spider-Man in the movies, a different Tom Holland, not quite as good looking, but he's written this book, came out a couple of years ago, called Dominion, in which he makes these points that actually Western world shaped enormously by Christianity and the man Jesus Christ. And he says what's interesting is that even the people who criticize the church and point out the failures of Christians do so without realizing that their presuppositions, their sense of justice and compassion, comes from Christianity itself. If Jesus had never been born, so many of the ideas and the moral anchors and the foundations that we take for granted simply wouldn't exist. But I have to say, sadly, it feels like our society is like the prodigal son in the Bible, just taking for granted what they've been given and running headfirst towards a massive experiment of what if, without even realizing that they're using Christian ideas of equality, compassion, diversity, acceptance, human value, but twisting it for their own exclusive and divisive purposes. So the world is really in this kind of real life, what if? Let's pretend Christ was never born. What if God had never spoken? What if the Creator had never revealed himself? What if there is no truth? Although ironically, if you believe differently to them for some reason, they will shout you down. So there is truth then. Is that what you're saying? But I tell you right now, just like with the prodigal son, the experiment will end in disaster. Running away from God like this will end up in a mess, guaranteed. The world is going to find itself more and more in a pit of meaninglessness and misery, all in the name of liberating itself from God. Now, I have to admit, maybe this is a little heavier than you were expecting on Christmas Eve, and it isn't quite what you were thinking you would hear on Christmas night, but it's late, it's almost midnight. And in fact, isn't that when we start to talk about the really deep things? Late at night, the later it gets, we start to talk about the stuff that matters. But as we think about what if Jesus had never been born, digging even deeper than all that, there's something even more significant going on at Christmas. And we saw that in our readings tonight. In our first reading, we saw that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And Paul, the author of that letter, says, "I am the worst of them." So if Christ had never been born, if there had never been that first Christmas, no one would be saved. Everyone would be in danger, would be lost, would be helpless and hopeless and stuck in their sin. Our second reading was just as clear. For God loved the world in this way, he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. So going back to our original question of what if Jesus had never been born, what if Christmas had never happened, we see right there in that verse, John 3:16, there are three huge things. Firstly, if Jesus had never been born, we wouldn't know or experience the depth of God's love. That's how the verse begins. God loved the world in this way. He gave his Son. This is how God loved the world. This is the expression of his love. This is the manifestation and the outworking of his love. This is why we celebrate Christmas, because it's a humongous declaration to the universe. God says, "I love you," to the world. God made the world and he cares for the world by sustaining life and sending seasons and keeping the world running. But if you really want to know his love, if you want to experience his love and feel the depths of his love and know what it is to be truly loved, then you need to understand that he gave his Son. That's what's happening at Christmas. God is fully expressing his astonishing love for the world. Imagine if he hadn't done that. Imagine if he'd left us in the dark, left us on our own. If Jesus hadn't come, then God would be a complete stranger to us. He'd be a hypothetical concept, maybe a distant, far-off idea, a force behind life and existence. But Christmas did happen. And so we know God's love, and his love for the world is not measured by empty gestures or mere tokenism. It's not as if God is up there in heaven just affirming humanity, saying, oh, I like them. He doesn't spend his time telling the angels how much he's concerned for the world, but then does nothing about it. He doesn't cruise around in heaven on a cloud with a sticker that says, I love the world. No, this is how God loved the world. He entered it. He came into it. He sent his Son. He gave his one and only Son. The measure of his love is this action, the fullness of Jesus Christ coming into the world, the glorious Son of God given for us. Which brings us to our next point. If Jesus had never been born, we would have no one and nothing to trust in. See how the verse goes on. God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son so that whoever believes in him. The word believe there is the same word as rely or trust or depend, puts their faith in. Sending Jesus into the world is giving us someone we can truly trust in and depend on. Jesus is our rescuer. But it's more than God throwing a life vest out into the water or even a lifeboat to someone who's drowning in the ocean. It's kind of like, to rescue us, God has thrown a whole mountain into the sea. And so now we can stand firmly on solid ground without fear of the water, because we're standing on a mountain that goes all the way down. That's saved. We have someone we can believe in and rely on. See, do you trust the government with your whole life, your whole future, with every detail of who you are? I doubt it. Do you trust the big tech companies that they only do what is best for us? They never steal our data or sell it to others or track us or listen in on stuff that they shouldn't. No, of course not. Do you trust the neighborhood? Well, you all probably locked the door of your house and your car when you came here. You've all got passwords on your phones and on your Wi-Fi, and it's because the world is filled with people and with things you can't trust. The economy, the weather, the future, movements, our own health, the COVID rule staying the same for more than 20 minutes. No, you can't trust it. Even our closest friends and families, if we're honest, they've let us down, haven't they? There've been times we just couldn't trust them. They've hurt us, they've failed us, or we failed them. But you can trust in God, because he puts his money where his mouth is. He gave his Son for us. We can trust Jesus because who he is and what he stands for has been put on public display. All his secrets have been revealed. He's like, here I am. It's 33 years of me in the world. He comes into the world and God himself says, here I am, here's what I'm like, here's what I am about, know me. And the more you know Jesus, the more you realize you can trust Jesus. He speaks the truth always. He cares for people, no matter how neglected they are. He always acts selflessly, and he has real power over the things that we don't. We have someone to believe in. Now, I know lots of people have worried that COVID would ruin Christmas again. And I tell you what, if Christmas is about shopping and sunbaking at the beach, then maybe it could. But that's not really Christmas. COVID cannot ruin Christmas. In fact, the real Christmas is the solution to COVID. Because thirdly, if Jesus was never born, we wouldn't have eternal life. Listen to this verse again. For God loved the world in this way, he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. You see, there is a better world. There is a better life. And Jesus came so that we can have a place in it. There is a life that lasts forever, that is infinite in length, but infinite in joy and happiness. Jesus came so that we can belong there. If Jesus was never born, then as we face COVID and as we face uncertainty and as we face the future, as we face death, we would have no hope. But he has been born. Christmas has come. And to those who trust in him, it means eternal life and not death. So let me finish with this. Christ has been born. The Bible says he is coming back in victory, in justice, in righteousness. So don't let tonight be your what if. What if I'd listened back then? What if I'd accepted Jesus' offer? What if I'd put my trust in him? What if I'd received his gift of eternal life and forgiveness and salvation? What if? No, don't leave it as a what if. Now is the time to experience God's love, to put your trust in Jesus, and to receive eternal life. So let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you have loved the world so clearly in giving your one and only Son. Father, thank you that he is the one we can truly trust and depend on and rely on. And Father, thank you that through Jesus, we won't perish, but we have eternal life. This is your amazing gift at Christmas. And we pray, Father, that we would accept this gift and live by this gift and let it fill us with joy and contentment and confidence no matter what. Father, you know the uncertainty and the messiness of life in this world at the moment, but you have loved the world. You have sent your Son. We can trust in him. You've given us eternal life. We pray that this message would ring out around the world so that people would come to you for forgiveness and the joy of eternity. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.